On this episode of The Playbook, I am so excited. I have the legendary Wolfgang Puck with the icon Paul Schala, CEO of Delos, and we're going to talk about the meaning of, not life, food and money. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer.
I am so excited, except for one thing. This is a virtual podcast with The Playbook because I have two amazing forces, Wolfgang Puck, our chef, restaurateur, and actor, Paul Schala, chef and founder and CEO of Delos. Welcome, gentlemen, to The Playbook.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Well, you know, a lot of people are successful in business, but they don't have an impact. It's all about the money. And when I look through what you gentlemen have done, it seems to be the money has come and the impact and the passion and the purpose is always primary to what you're doing as you have escalated and elevated the brands and the products and services, but also the philanthropy. And I know you guys during COVID are promoting something to help not only restaurateurs, but more importantly, all businesses by promoting health and safety, indoor and outdoor health and safety so that we can socialize and enjoy each other's company, especially around food. Why has this become a primary focus for you guys?
Well, I'll start. The Well Health Safety Rating is a platform for third-party verification of good practice of health and safety protocols. And to your point, obviously, we all want to get back to what we deem to be normal, or what we used to call normal. And unfortunately, we've all gone through a shock to the system. But relying on science and evidence and using that understanding to put forth ways for folks to follow and adhere to and be third-party verified by consistent protocols is a mechanism for all of us to be able to get through times like this. So certainly seeing big uptake and adoption of this in restaurants and all types of facilities.
And how have you seen the brand Wolfgang affected by taking on, you know, something that's kind of out of the ordinary for a chef and a TV star like yourself to take on? It's a very, you know, it is a very logistically type of oriented purpose that's so critical. How have you seen the brand impacted by this effort?
Well, I really believe COVID has taught us a lot about safety. The customers expect safety when they come to a restaurant. So if we don't do the right thing, they will tell us and they won't come, or they won't come back. So I think it's for us to really to preempt everything that possibly could go wrong, like by having great air filtration, like by watching our water supply. I mean, forget about the pandemic. How many months ago or years ago was it when in Flint, Michigan, they got really contaminated water? This is the United States. This is not, you know, somewhere, a place in Africa. And do the right top line cleaning and sanitation. It's so important. And it had shown during the pandemic how important it really is. And how do we make customers feel comfortable? You know, and I think with the HealthWell seal, people will expect, you know, and know that this establishment, not just restaurants, but theaters, but supermarkets, schools, they all take the precaution that they have the right things going on. You know, we don't want to send our kids to a place where, you know, the air quality is bad, they don't have right air filtration systems, they don't have anybody checking the water, or they don't clean the classroom or toilet, whatever it is, properly. So I really believe it is just as important for the safety of our guests and our employees, just like it is important you give stars to restaurants, you know, for the quality of food and service. So I think now, really, people also can know that they are following certain guidelines, which might be even more important than having one or two star restaurants, because the safety of us is the most important part. You know, our health is the most important part. And for me, my reputation and integrity, obviously, it's all I have. If I make a few dollars more or less, it doesn't really gonna change my life, but I wanna do the right thing.
Well, you seem to always do the right thing. And Paul, one of the most impressive things that I see is your capability. I'm a ex-sports agent. I ran Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, and I thought I was an expert at utilizing celebrities, athletes, entertainers to have a bigger impact. Meaning, if Evander Holyfield, one of our clients, did a PSA about real men don't hit women, it has a much greater impact than a Dave Meltzer coming out and say, hey, you know, real men don't hit women. And they're like, oh, and you're talking for the real man? Evander's the guy. With Delos, you're able to attract the biggest celebrities, athletes, and entertainers the same way Lee Steinberg and I were capable of doing it, especially within sports, to get behind this issue with your great company. Because utilizing Wolfgang, for example, the icon of culinary art and safety and integrity, but yet you have so many other celebrities in so many other industries where COVID-19 has equal danger, and that we need the same great practices and processes and technologies in order to effectuate, which is not only impactful for saving people, but also saving money. What do you think your company's ability, and how has it been able to attract people like Wolfgang to be spokespeople in order to effectuate this?
Well, David, thanks for the kind words. And yeah, we're fortunate and honored to have great folks like Wolfgang and others believe in this, mostly, most importantly. I mean, this has been an organic effort here with regards to the mission of the organization. Our International Wellbuilding Institute has been the world's leading certification body for healthy buildings for the better part of 5 or 6 years, having launched the Wellbuilding Standard in 2015. So this wasn't just a knee-jerk reaction to something. It was nice to have the platform in place to be able to zoom in on the parts of the WELL standard that dealt with health and safety protocols to be able to put forth the health safety rating. But at the end of the day, we felt it was very important to combine people of reach and influence with people of credibility and science to get this type of message out there, this type of public service announcement type of feel, if you will, with regards to educating the general public. And that takes the right voices, and that takes the right people. People, great people like Wolfgang and others. And the way to do that is to have an authentic reason. And so I think it's really just the organic fundamental underlying belief in the importance of this platform from a societal standpoint and an economic standpoint to get folks to reopen and do so with confidence. And that's why it's been relatively easy, I would say, to get some incredible folks along believing in this.
And, you know, tying your name, Wolfgang, to a brand like Delos and to a cause, you have so many different choices. I'm sure in the position you're in, so many different people would love to have you as a part of what they're doing. What were some of the key components of why you felt that this was one of those few that you could really get your name behind, your time, effort, money, resources, and really help Delos with their cause?
Well, I really believe our health is the most important thing we have in our life. You know, you can be a billionaire, doesn't matter what you do. If you're not healthy, you cannot do anything. So I think our health is really what is the most important thing. And I think to have establishments from schools to shopping malls, to theaters, to restaurants, to bars, really get the WELL approval seal, I think will be an important part in the future, because you will know they take all the precaution possible to really make that a better place, make it safer for your health, make it safer for the employees. And, you know, you will go to places like that. And I think more and more, the young people are really concerned about their health. They are concerned about how many hours they work, how their vacation is, what air they breathe, is it clean properly? So I think there are so many things which the older folks don't even care. And you know how many of the older folks still smoke? You go to Florida or to Spain or somewhere, they still smoke. And Now, the really young ones who don't know any better when they're 16, maybe might smoke too. But once you get like 25, 35 years old, you say, shit, you know what? This is not good. 10 doctors told me that it causes cancer. The same thing, bad air. You know, the air quality is so important now. And you know, you hear it every day. How are we gonna have climate change? Well, climate change is all about the air quality too. For sure, you have the ups and downs in temperatures or whatever, rising waters. But the air quality, what we breathe, is just as important. Thank God, sooner or later, we're gonna have electric vehicles instead of having all the fumes from the carbon, you know, from the cars. So I think for the restaurants, we will do whatever we can to jump on an early bandwagon and make the place safe and good for all of us. You know, I spend hours in the restaurant. I don't wanna die yet, you know? I wanna be sure that what I do is the right thing.
I love it. You know, they always say that if you have your health, you get 1,000 wishes a day. If you don't have your health, you only get one wish. And it's really had a significant impact, these different principles that I've learned. Now, Paul, you've been so successful in business beyond attracting these great celebrities, athletes, entertainers into the efforts that you're giving. What's the number one business principle in running a business that you've learned? You've been so successful at it, not just with Delos, but with other ventures. What have you learned as your number one business principle?
Well, I think you have to combine two things. One is whatever you do, you have to do it with intention and you have to do it with evidence. I think, you know, you put forth a theory or a thesis and something as important as health in the built environment. We started with evidence and science, you know, so that's one bookend, I think, in terms of a principle. Just do it right and do it with factual evidence in terms of what you believe. And then on the flip side, I always like to say, you know, think big. And then triple that. You have to really, really think expansively. And that's not just from an economic standpoint. Really, you know, one of the things that we put forth very early on in our journey on the well building standard, you know, 10 years, first half of that was pure research, 5 years of research. And one of my proudest moments, I think, was when we took all of that research, all of that capital, all of that IP, and we published the well building standard online for free. To democratize it, to get people to really understand the importance of health and well-being in the built environment and how it needs to be positioned as a right, not a privilege. And in doing so, we exponentialized the reach and the awareness of well-building. And so, you know, that was an element of just, again, thinking bigger than you normally would, I think.
I think you're doing a great job of that, especially. And Wolfgang, you know, I have a saying, we give meaning to everything that we see. And I'd love for you to share the meaning of food to someone like you that has shared, you know, their spirit within the context of, I always say we are what we consume, and that's just not food, ideas and people and what occupies us. But food holds such a stronghold in history. It has a stronghold in our society. What's the meaning of food for you?
The meaning of food for me is, since I'm in the industry, it's passion and love. And I think if you can feed somebody, if it's your family, you really love, you're gonna put an extra effort in it and make it even better. And the love will get transmitted to your family, your friends, and whoever is with you at the table. And the passion of doing the right things. Like, we support all the small farmers, the fishermen, all the people who don't really have a voice out there and who really need us, you know? And I really believe that we make an ecosystem to make the world better. You know, we can complain about our older parents or the older people, well, they didn't develop electric cars or they didn't care about the environment. Everything was plastic and you have plastic in the ocean and everywhere. We have to make the place safer and better for all of us. But mainly, I believe, to leave the world in a better place than we found it.
And Wolfgang, one more question real quick. A lot of people don't know that a great chef is not just a cook, right? They're a great manager, business person. You know, they truly encompass the same qualities that Paul has, except for, I think they have one extra ordinary skill of cooking, and I'm not shaming your cooking skills, Paul, but I have to taste your food before we compare it to Wolfgang's.
Don't want but, to.
But I'd love to come over and eat, like I told you. But Wolfgang, what aspect of being a chef is related to being a manager and a business person compared to just cooking?
Well, I tell everybody, if I just could just cook all day long, go to the farmer's market or the fish market and then cook for our guests, that would be a dream come true. Unfortunately, I have to talk to my lawyers. I have to talk to the accountants. I have to talk to HR. And these are things I don't want to do, but I have to do it too, because it's really, if I can be the best cook, and many of the great cooks went bankrupt with their business because they couldn't manage their restaurant. So not only do we look out, make the best food, but how can we actually stay in business, especially during difficult times like we have now? You know, we know hundreds of thousands of restaurants closed and will never open. But there will other ones will come along for sure. But I really believe being a chef and a good manager, sometimes it's like mixing oil and vinegar together. You know, oil goes to the top, the vinegar goes to the bottom. How can we keep it together so that both make sense? Because we call it the restaurant business, so we have to make money. If I don't make money and I work in, I have a restaurant in the Four Seasons Hotel, or right now we just open in a Pantry, you know, they don't gonna hire me again and says, oh, we want a Wolfgang restaurant, because he said, he's a good cook, but you know what? He's losing money every month. And I know a few of my friends are like that. They said, I don't care. I got them 3 stars. Well, the 3 stars, you cannot take them to the bank and get money. You know, at the end of the day, it is really a combination. You know, we're in the hospitality business, but if we wanna be in business, we have to make money.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like an athlete. When I asked Marcellus Wiley, I said, you know, what's it like to be paid to play football? He said, no, I play football for free. It's all the other stuff I get paid for. Yeah. And I always tell people in business, man, if I could run a business without employees and overhead, I would be so successful and happy. Anyway, Paul, you know, looking at, I wrote a book called Compassionate Capitalism. Which is why I really wanted to have you and Wolfgang on here, because to me, you're both compassionate capitalists, that there's a higher purpose to what you do and you still can make money, which is okay. What is the sustainable economics behind Delos, and how can we help people not only create a better environment, a safer environment, but also make more money?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting when you think of a well-building movement or wellness real estate platform, you know, what we looked at very early on was, wow, there's two components to this. If we could take the world's largest asset class, real estate, a $200 trillion asset class, and infuse it or merge it with the world's fastest growing industry, health, wellness, prevention, and nowadays even health safety, that has a profound economic potential. You know, you've got a $200 trillion asset class and a multi-trillion dollar annual spend. Putting those two things together, there's an economic outcome. At the same time, there's a massive societal potential. Using our real estate, our built environment, as a healthcare intervention tool to constantly and passively deliver preventative medical intentions, or nowadays even health safety intentions, at a societal level, has a very big societal impact component. So both sides of the fence here, there's an economic proposition and a societal proposition.
And Paul, as a compassionate capitalist, do you have a favorite business or life lesson or business or life quote that you're go-to when things do get tough?
Well, it's interesting when you think of altruism itself and you think of the actual benefits one gets by giving, okay, this act of altruism and the hormones that are created. And there are actually health and wellness benefits to altruism. So one thing I've often pondered was, perhaps the most selfish thing one can do is to give.
Oh, I love that. And I will continue to be selfish then, that's for sure. And just to finish up, Wolfgang, what a pleasure it's been to have both you and Paul on here. You're an extraordinary brand. You have extraordinary service and also beautiful food. You've brought love and integrity to so many people on earth, and you really are a milestone for so many people in their own careers, not just in being a chef. What piece of advice would you have? I have four children, all of them, you know, under 22 years old. What piece of advice, knowing what you know as a career advice, would you give my children? When we come to your restaurant and see you, what advice will you give my children?
Well, I think you're lucky if you find your passion in life. You know, they always say, if you find your passion, you never work a day in your life. So being passionate about something, whatever it is, if you're a school teacher, a doctor, or a cook, it doesn't really matter. But a lot of people have enthusiasm. A lot of people get so excited, but very few people have endurance and perseverance. And that's just as important. So if you mix enthusiasm, passion, and perseverance, I think you tend to be successful. I read the thing about Kevin Durant. He said, it's not what I do the 1 hour on the court. You should see how many hours do I spend perfecting my jump shot. And the same thing when I teach a cooking class and people do it and I said, oh, it was pretty good. I said, you know, this is amazing. Just consider yourself shooting a three-point basket. How lucky you will be if you hit even the backboard maybe. So perseverance, I think, and making the effort. A lot of people don't make the effort today. They think it's going to be easy. And it should come naturally. And when you see a real professional do something so well, you have to think he put thousands of hours into doing the thing well.
Well, yeah, you seem like a 70-year-old overnight success. So yeah, that's patience and persistence and passion all combined in Paul, as you well. Know. The philanthropy, we got all the peas going. Unbelievable. You are icons, both of you, for enjoying the consistent everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential for the betterment of all, an abundant business people that you are, just creating so much to help protect and thrive our entire world. So I thank you, Paul, so much for what you're doing and creating the Well program, and of course Wolfgang, the legend, to be on with the Playbook and give us such great advice. But I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making the Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with the Playbook.